Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm delighted to have with me some familiar voices to many of you listeners out there. Taylor White, who will be a speaker for Whale Fest this year, and Lauren Wild, an assistant professor of applied fisheries at UAS, and also a science symposium committee member since 2020. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Great. We can hear you. You're over Zoom. I always got to have that first little hello and make sure we can actually hear you for listeners out there. But you're there loud and clear. It's great to have you. We're here to talk about Whale Fest. And we've been having lovely chats over the last few weeks about what things people can expect about this upcoming symposium. And this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about the speakers, but also I want to hear a little bit about we have a chance to talk to someone who's been on this committee for a while. That's you, Lauren, being on the Science Symposium Committee. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about how does this committee work to where you get to choose the theme? Tell us about that process.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really fun process. I've been on this committee since 2020, but I've been involved in Whale Fest for many, many years. My mentor and boss, Jan Straley at UAS, was one of the founding members of Whale Fest. And so she always involved us I worked in her lab for many, many years, and she always involved us in the process as well. And it's a really iterative process. And we usually start in January at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium, where a lot of marine science folk meet and congregate at the beginning of the year, kind of in the middle of winter, to talk about the research and science that we do. And we sort of try to get together there and get inspired by different speakers, different talks, different topics. And then we sort of meet and talk a few times during the symposium and right after the symposium, and compare notes about, oh, this was a great speaker. Did you hear this topic? And that's kind of where this the theme sort of gets born. And we come up with notes and ideas. We usually have a couple, like top three. And then over the course of the next few weeks, we kind of sit on them. We look at what kind of speakers might fit into those topics and what might fit what the community of Sitka is thinking about and talking about. We kind of bounce it off of a few of our friends and colleagues and community members. And then we try to have it announced officially by the March food web cruise that the Sound Science Center puts on as a fundraiser for Whale Fest. And so that's kind of where we do a big reveal of what the theme is going to be. And then we really get to work getting our speakers lined up after that, so that we can have a great slew of speakers for everyone to listen to every fall.
It's so early. It's amazing how soon you all are working on this for such a big, important event, and already thinking about speakers. And we're lucky enough to have a speaker here this morning in Taylor White. And so I want to ask you a little bit about what the process was of you being asked to come on and what you're going to be chatting about this year.
Yeah, I am so excited to be speaking at Whale Fest. I have been a little part of, like, Whale Fest has been a little part of my life for many, many years. So since fifth grade, I remember being in like an art show, or like you had to draw a whale or something, and then there was an art walk, and my whale had a weird nose and a blowhole. I was figuring it out still. But that's neither here nor there. I am so excited about being a speaker. The process we learned about it sort of early in the summer. Folks called us, and it is really, it's not just, and I love knowing this side of it too, because it's just, it's not just being asked to speak at an event and then you're like, okay, cool, see you there. It's like, well, make sure that your talk makes sense to like many different audiences. How about like sending papers that are related to your talk? And so we were able to send papers out to students who are hopefully reading or at least like skimming those papers, so that they can then ask us questions after our talks on the days that we have of talks. And it's a really involved and like wonderful process. I think like it's just a privilege to be a part of. And I'll be speaking on Saturday on sort of community connections with sea otters and abalone in line with the theme of entwined and entangled.
Yeah.
And Taylor didn't mention, but she just, this was her graduate work for her PhD. And so she spent years and years kind of becoming an expert in this. And we're just so excited that she's able to. There was a few years there where we really wanted to have her speak, but she was in the throes of graduate work. And we were like, we can't add one more thing to her plate. We have to wait till she's done.
Well, this project is never done. It's a community project, which is so wonderful. And I'm so excited to share the many different connections the community has had with Sea Otters, abalone, and the ways that these connections have through lines to sort of just tie us all together, and how sea otters really are a part of why we're all here right now doing what we're doing.
Yeah. So maybe you both can actually talk about this, maybe learn from your perspective of, like, we want Taylor here, and you've come up with this theme of entangled or entwined, and you know what? Yeah. Well, how did you choose Taylor? What was it about her work where you're like, well, yeah, this is it. We need to have her there.
That's basically it. Yeah. So the theme this year is, this is the 29th annual Whale Fest. So next year's our 30th. And this year's theme is entwined. And it's kind of centered around this idea of, we're all going to kind of come together and unravel the tangled connections of the natural world and reveal kind of how intimately we're all bound together on this shared planet. So these entangles and entwined theme. And that kind of came about from talks that we had heard and different folks that we were really interested in bringing, like Taylor, that really embody this theme, that that do kind of research and do work in communities that bring all these different connections together and collaborations, and kind of really honing in on that concept or the idea that it's really important for everybody to sort of be working together and understand how connected we are instead of how divided we are, kind of a thing. So yeah, and obviously Taylor's name was like one of the first people that we were like, we would love to have her. She fits this. Can we center it around this? And so it worked out really nicely, and luckily she was available. And yeah, that's kind of where the theme, this year's theme came from.
Amazing.
We have some really great speakers.
Yeah.
Too.
Let's hear a little bit more besides getting to see Taylor and hear about a topic that people are interested in. And, you know, yeah, it's a part of our history here and people's current lives, both abalone and otters. So very much entwined there. But who are some other speakers that you both are looking forward to, or you think listeners might be eager to hear? All of them, I'm sure, but let's hear a couple. Yeah.
That is hard, because I'm so humbled to be a part of a list of amazing speakers, and on topics of like pinniped entanglement, marine debris, which is just right, you know, touches our shores here. Also ways of knowing, entwined knowledge of land and sea, restoration and healing. And I'm particularly curious about the science and fishing when teams both scientists and fishermen work together. And there's some on killer whales. I am so excited. I really could name every speaker, but you should also check out their talks online. You can go to sickawhalefest.org, right, Lauren?
Yeah, and if you scroll down, you can look at each of the, if you go to sickawhalefest.org and you scroll down, you can look at each of the speakers. Friday is Michelle Johansson talking about One Health and combining community and local knowledge. And Chloe Kotick is talking about killer whales and toxins. And Don Jackson from the Organized Village of Cake is talking about community and weaving together, keeping Tlingit culture alive and weaving together those stories and local knowledge. Saturday, Kim Ramsurian is talking about pinniped entanglement. Taylor's going to be speaking on Saturday. And then Hannah Myers is going to be talking about the collaboration between killer fishermen and scientists looking at killer whale entanglements in trawl fisheries in the Bering Sea. And then Sunday, we're going to finish out with Christina Tierman talking about marine debris. She's a local Sitkin as well. David Kanosh is going to close us out speaking about local stories about Sitka and Tlingit culture, and weaving together how Indigenous knowledge is passed along through time, through this sort of encyclopedia of stories. And then Ed Lyman is scheduled to come to talk about humpback whale entanglements with various, you know, marine debris and fishing gear and stuff like that. And I will note Ed is a NOAA employee, so he might not be able to make it because of the government shutdown. And that's just an example of how it's affecting us all. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be able to pivot, but we're actually really just hoping the government is open by then and he'll be able to join us.
That'd be great.
So those are all the things to look forward to for the different days. But yes, more on SitkaWhaleFest.org. And you can actually, if you scroll down a little bit, you can read, you can download the program. And a PDF of the program. And then you can really look at each speaker. You can look at their biography and what their talk is going to be about for each day and some of the other really amazing programs that are happening during Whale Fest. Because it's the symposium is really the heart of Whale Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock each day. The talks are about 45 minutes. And then there's a 15-minute break. So they start at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock on Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th, and Sunday the 9th.
Perfect. And one more thing listeners would need to know is how they can get into those talks. Do they buy a ticket ahead of time? Do they get the door? What's the best route?
The best way, well, you can do it any way you want. It's okay. Easy to buy a ticket online. If you go to SitkaWhaleFest.org, at the top there's a button that says register. And you can scroll down and register for the different events and the different talks and the other events that you'll hear about from other interviews, morning interviews this week. But you can also just show up at the Centennial Building. And we'll also note that tribal citizens are get in for free. So you can just, if you're a tribal citizen, you can just show up at the door and tell them you're a tribal citizen. And they'll get you a punch card to go into the talks. Am I forgetting anything, Taylor?
That sounds great. Yeah. And also just check out the beautiful artwork by Lisa Tees on the top of, on the front of every.
Yeah, poster. She did an amazing job. Well, and the marketplace is at Centennial as well. So when you're going to check out the talks, you can get a bite to eat. You can get marine themed artwork and start your Christmas shopping. And
great.
That's, you know, a big highlight as well, too.
So much going on. Yeah. And we will hear more from other folks that are involved with Whale Fest in the weeks to come. So people will still get a chance to learn more. But this morning, I've been delighted to speak with Taylor White, who will be a speaker for Whale Fest this year, and Lauren Wild, an assistant professor of applied fisheries at UAS, as well as a member of the Science Symposium Committee. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.